How are you? Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, terrific. Congratulations on the victory. A really tough, hard-fought one too, because you had to fight back after that loss in the second semi, and you must be extremely proud of the team to be able to learn some lessons from that second semi and then come back, win the prelim, and then take off the grand final.
Yeah, no, it was probably one of the tougher days we had actually in that second semi when we did get a bit of a bar. Because we had really been close and probably our best footy for the year up until that point, and we just went in pretty confident that we could have got the job done. And obviously the way it panned out, it was pretty devastating and disappointing the way we actually did play. So it took a bit of soul searching to get ourselves back up. And obviously we come out in the prelim and we did play really well. And then obviously grand final day, I thought we were outstanding. Right from the start against a really quality outfit in fourth, and obviously they kept coming at us as well, which it's really pleasing that we did fight back. I think they got the ascendancy about three times in the game, and it's pretty pleasing that we were able to come back three times. So yeah, immensely proud of our group.
Did you need to make too many changes to the game plan, just a few subtle little things that you needed to do, or was it just, well, we need to do everything we do well better?
Yeah, well, we actually changed things up in the prelim against Sheffield. We actually had a few more rotations forward and mid, and that seemed to work really well, and we seemed to be able to run the game out on top of the ground a bit, so we implemented them in the grand final. Obviously had to make two tough calls on a couple of guys that have been playing most of the year, which was hard. But we just felt we got our balance right, and obviously with the rotations, I just thought we were a bit fresher and running on top of the ground a bit more.
Yeah, and I think most pundits sort of thought, oh, well, this season's done and dusted. Fourth, they've been top dogs all year. It'll just be a matter of them. It's their grand final to lose. And I suppose at half time, you well and truly sort of put the ball back in their court, because at half time, you'd made a significant statement to say that we're here and we're challenging you. Was that the theme?
I just thought we put a really big emphasis on a fast start, and I'm actually glad it did pan out that way with the way they were coming, especially in the third quarter. I think it was at least four goals in a row to start storming back. So, yeah, our emphasis was a fast start, and like I said, I'm very glad that we did do that. But they're a quality side, and I knew that they would... We wouldn't have it our own way like we did in the first half, and I tried to emphasise that to the boys, or myself and Clay did. And yeah, like I said, I knew they would come back at some stage, and I'm just glad that we'll be able to hang tough and eventually get over the line.
Clay Sculthorpe with five goals, and Jacob Foley. What about Jacob's game? He was named the best of field. He's only a relatively young bloke, I think, isn't he, Jacob? But tell us a bit about his game, and you know, I mean, obviously played extremely well. What were your thoughts on his game?
I think he's had a really his game pretty outstanding. To be honest, he just cracks in all day. He doesn't have a spell. He just rocks the whole 100 minutes. And, yeah, he doesn't ask for a spell or anything. He just gets cracking in all day. And he does get his hands on the ball a lot around the ground, which does help. And he's a really good mark. And, obviously, he just gets his hands on the ball wherever he is on the ground. And, importantly, he was kicking a few goals for us late in the year. So he just continued on from his season. I thought Clay Sculthorpe just left from the front, obviously being co-coach, and the medal probably could have went to him as well, kicking five out. I think we kicked 11 goals, himself kicking five. So, yeah, he was unbelievable. Some of the marks he was taking, and obviously his set shot kicking is outstanding. And I also thought Stephen Jones out on the outside wing, Bowles Club wing, was outstanding with his marking throughout the day. He took a lot of... he repelled a lot of forward entries, and yeah, I just thought those three, they were absolutely outstanding. So yeah.
every grand final brings up an unsung hero, somebody who goes and does a job, or somebody you look at as a coach and think, wow, where did that performance come from? I didn't know he had it. Any particular thoughts on who that might have been, or a line, maybe a half-back line were fantastic when they were struggling a bit?
Yeah, well, I thought the whole back line, we didn't really change them throughout the day, and I thought they just hung tough, especially in the first 10 minutes when four started really well. I think they kicked the first goal, and probably the ball was probably down there for the whole 10 minutes in the first quarter, and I thought that was, especially the back line, they just held firm and just kept repelling and getting the ball back out of the defensive 50. Unsung hero, I thought we had Bryce DeVries that played centre-half back for us majority of the year, and we actually flung him forward on Saturday, and he played the whole game in the forward line, and he actually took some really good marks at centre-half forward, and also up the ground, and sort of dragged a couple of their big defenders away from Scully. So I thought his role was really important. And obviously not playing in the forward line for the whole year and being able to do that on the biggest day was pretty impressive as well.
Beautiful day for the high markers too. Wasn't it a magnificent day for playing footy?
It really was. It was really nice and warm. Wasn't much wind at all, and there was a decent crowd, so it was probably a perfect day, to be honest.
And I suppose the season 2022 is going to look... could potentially look an awful lot different next year, and you're the current coach along with Clay. Can you see that changing, or do you need to get into discussions, because we know that they're the merger talks, etc., with East Ulverston? Do you need to sort of sit down and talk those things through soon enough?
Yeah. Well, obviously we just wanted to get the season out of the way, and obviously get the grand final out of the way, and now we can let the dust settle, and obviously I think there's going to be a members vote next weekend, if I'm correct. Obviously we've sort of kept, myself and Clay have obviously kept out of most of it, sort of left it to the committee. We've just concentrated on football, but obviously we'll probably get a bit more involved in the next couple of weeks and see where the boys are at. How they're feeling about it all. I'm not 100% sure where it's going to end. Obviously, it's still pretty fresh, and I think we'll just take it as it comes.
And I think a good committee does committee things and leaves the playing group and the coaching staff to do the stuff on field, and that is what builds success, I think, for sporting clubs, not just footy, also absolutely. Cricket, etc. And it looks like you've been able to do that. Well done, absolutely fantastic to see Mott and Preston win another flag. And I was talking to Paul Johnson during the course of the day, and of course he's an old demon himself, and he just loved the way the game was being played, where everyone was getting in, having a crack, and he just thought that that you guys were really up for it. So it was a brilliant win. So congratulations, well done, and let's see what pans out for season 2022. But thanks for coming on the Sideline View. I appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks very much, mate. Appreciate it.